Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a video from 2017. Ruby Frankie is sitting on a couch with her 6 children arranged around her. The lighting is soft. Everyone's dressed in coordinated colors. She's talking directly to the camera, explaining her parenting philosophy, offering advice to the 2.5 million people who subscribe to watch her raise her family. She looks exactly like what she was selling, a devoted mother. Patient, present, in control. And somewhere off camera, out of frame, one of those children knew that the woman on the couch wasn't the woman who existed when the recording stopped. This is part one of The Good Mother. And if you grew up with a parent who was one person in public and another person at home, a parent whose warmth was the audience, not for you, then you already know where this story is going. Not the specifics, but the feeling. Ruby Frankie started the YouTube channel 8 Passengers in 2015. The premise was simple. Document life as a large Mormon family in Utah. 6 kids, 2 parents, homework and holidays, and ordinary chaos of raising children. It was wholesome content for a platform hungry for it. By 2020, the channel had 1 billion views, brand deals, sponsorships, a family business built entirely on the image of a happy, functional household. But image was the operative word. Because Ruby Frankie wasn't just documenting her family, she was performing it. And the performance required the children to play their parts, to be camera ready, presentable on script when they weren't. There were consequences. The teenage son, Chad, did something she disapproved of. She took away his bedroom for 7 months, making him sleep on a beanbag in the living room. When her 6-year-old daughter forgot to pack lunch for school, Ruby made a video about refusing to bring her food, teaching her a lesson about responsibility. When children weren't responding to lesser punishments, she threatened to cancel Christmas entirely. The discipline was harsh, but what made it different from ordinary strict parenting was this. Ruby didn't hide it. She filmed it. She uploaded it. She offered it as evidence that she was a mother who didn't let her children get away with anything. The performance of good parenting required public proof. And public proof required her children's worst moments. Here's a question that nobody was asking loudly enough at the time. What kind of parent documents their child's punishment and uploads it for strangers to watch? The answer? If you grew up with a certain kind of parent, it's obvious. It's the parent who cares more about being seen as a good parent than about actually being one. It's a parent whose love is conditional on your compliance with their image. It's the parent who punishes you, not just for the thing you did wrong, but for threatening to expose the gap between who they pretend to be and who they actually are. this case has really shown a light on those sort of dynamics. Chad Franke, now at 20 years old, has talked about this. In a recent interview, he described the moment the beanbag video went viral, not as cute content, but as evidence of something wrong. Viewers started questioning Ruby's methods. The comments turned critical, and Chad remembers what happened next. His mother stormed into his room screaming, "You bitch," she said. "You did that on purpose. You knew what you were doing." He was 15 years old, and his crime in her eyes wasn't whatever he'd originally done to lose his bedroom. His crime was making her look bad. And if you grew up with a performance parent, you know this math. Your value isn't who you are. It's how you make them look. When you're good, compliant, presentable, successful in ways they can brag about, you're rewarded with warmth. When you struggle, embarrass them, need something they don't want to give, you become a problem to be managed, not a child to be supported. Love isn't absent, it's conditional. And the condition is always the same. Don't threaten the image. Cherry Franke, the eldest daughter, has described growing up feeling like she was under constant surveillance. Not surveillance for safety, surveillance for content. Every moment was potential material. Every struggle was potentially a video. The home, she said, felt more like a set than a house. And when viewers started noticing that something seemed off, when people reported the channel at Child Protective Services, when the Change.org petition was launched documenting perceived abuse, I mean, think of that for a second. A Change.org petition is brought up about your parenting. There might be a problem. CPS visited the Franke home in 2020. They investigated, they closed the case, and nothing changed. By 21, Ruby's performance was evolving. She had connected with a woman named Jody Hildebrandt, a licensed mental health counselor who ran a life coaching business called Connections with an X. Jody offered something Ruby wanted, a framework that justified her instincts, a philosophy that said strictness wasn't just acceptable, it was righteous, that children needed to be corrected, confronted, and held accountable for their sins. Jody moved into the Franke home. Kevin, Ruby's husband, was pushed to the margins and eventually moved out. Ruby shut down 8 passengers and began working full-time with Jody. The two women launched an Instagram account called Moms of Truth. Are you sitting there going, "Tony, I think this needs a little more accentuation"?
Moms of Truth.
There you go. And the children who remained in Ruby's care became subjects of something much darker than strict parenting. On August 30th of 23, Ruby Franke's 12-year-old son, Russell, climbed out of a window at Jody Hildebrandt's house in Irvine, Utah. He was emaciated. He had open wounds on his wrists and ankles from being bound with rope. There was duct tape residue on his skin. He walked to a neighbor's house and asked for food and water. When police searched the home, they found his 10-year-old sister Eve in an empty closet, alone, malnourished, and according to officers, petrified. According to court documents, she had been forced to jump into a cactus multiple times. She'd been told she was evil and possessed. She'd been denied food and water as punishment for sins she was accused of committing. Russell had been held underwater. His oxygen had been cut off by something. He had been kicked while Ruby wore boots. His wounds had been treated with cayenne pepper and honey instead of actual medical care. Ruby Franke was inside the house when police arrived. At her sentencing in February 24, Ruby wept. She apologized. She said she had been led to believe this world was an evil place. She thanked the officers who rescued her children, calling them angels, and she blamed Jody Hildebrandt. For the past 4 years, Ruby said, "I've chosen to follow counseling guidance that has led me into a dark delusion. My distorted version of reality went largely unchecked as I would isolate from anyone who challenged me." There's truth in that. Jody Hildebrandt did gain enormous influence over Ruby. She did move into the home, push out Kevin, and establish herself as the sole authority over the family. That part of the story is real. And we'll be getting to that in the next episode. But here's what's also true. Ruby Franke was performing as a strict, no-nonsense, tough-love mother for years before Jody entered her life. The harshness wasn't invented. It was escalated. Jody didn't create the performance. She gave Ruby permission to drop the pretense of love entirely. The prosecutor at sentencing called what happened to those children a concentration camp-like setting. He said the crimes were motivated by religious extremism, that Ruby and Jody both believed the abuse was necessary to help the children repent and cast out evil spirits. Both women were sentenced to 4 consecutive prison terms, one of them 15 years. Under Utah law, the maximum they can serve is 30 years. The Utah Board of Pardons and Parole will determine the actual length. Their first hearings are scheduled for December of 26. Ruby's now incarcerated at the Utah State Correctional Facility. Her 4 minor children are in state custody. Her eldest daughter, Sherry, published a memoir in January 25 called The House of My Mother. Her son, Chad, has been reading his old diary entries on TikTok, processing publicly what he calls being brainwashed. Kevin Frankie, Ruby's ex-husband, who had moved out before the worst abuse occurred, says he still loves her. But he also says he's as angry as can be. He requested that any communication from Ruby to him or the children be blocked. Now, Ruby Frankie is an extreme case. Starving children and binding them with rope is not typical performance of parents. Most parents who care more about image than substance don't end up in prison. But the pattern underneath, that's everywhere. The parent who's warm and patient in front of company, but cold and critical when you're alone. The parent who punishes you most harshly when you threaten their reputation. The parent who loves the version of you that makes them look good and rejects the version of you that doesn't. The parent whose affection you learned to earn, not expect. Ruby Frankie isn't just a monster. She's a funhouse mirror, distorted and extreme, but reflecting something real about what happens when a parent's love is a show for others instead of a gift for their children. When Ruby was arrested, her eldest daughter, Sherry, posted one word on Instagram alongside a picture of a police car. Finally. She'd been trying to get someone to intervene for years. Ruby Frankie taught parenting to millions, her version of it. Her children are still recovering from being raised by her. Sometimes the best performance is the most dangerous one because it makes everyone believe that what they're seeing is real and right. Your thoughts in the comments section. We got 4 more pieces to do about the good mother. We're going to break down all the details of the case and at the same time dive psychologically into what it's like to be raised by a performance parent, by essentially what one would refer to as a narcissistic parent, a narcissistic mother in this case. And whatever the hell Kevin was, passive, surviving, putting his head in the sand, ignoring reality, maybe being incapable of seeing it at times, and the toll that it takes on everybody in the environment when you got a Ruby Frankie in charge. If you've been raised by one, if you've been in a relationship with one, if you've just witnessed one, this may speak to you. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. We'll be dropping new episodes on this once a day throughout this week as we drop them. If you're catching this later, well, enjoy. You can binge your way on all 5 episodes. We'll continue our conversation there in the comments. Until next time, my name is Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.